Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, my dearly respected brothers, it is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that He has legislated many different kinds of worships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy amongst us, is that He has given us a number of ways to get closer to Him. And there is no doubt that from the greatest forms of worship is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And love in Islam, my dear brothers, is of three types. First and foremost is to love Allah azza wa jal. And this is the fundamental type of love. To love your Lord who created you. And this is from the greatest forms of worship. The second type of love is to love what Allah loves. Whatever the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, the believer must love it. And whatever the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, the believer must dislike it. This is from al-wala wal-bara in Islam. And the third type of love, my dear brothers, in Islam is to love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, your fellow Muslim brother. And these are the three types of love. And this third type of love is one which is crucial. As crucial as they all are. But the third one is one that we are in dying need of these days. For the Muslim to open his heart to his fellow Muslim brother. And this type is so important that Allah Azza wa Jal has specified it a number of times in the Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He speaks about the Muhajirin and the Ansar, He speaks about those who come after them, meaning the believers later on, meaning you yourself. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. This is a dua made by those who come after those great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They make a dua for them. And what do they say? Allah says, those who came after them, saying, our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in iman. This is you making a dua for Allah to forgive you and those from the Muslims who came before you. Then Allah Azza wa Jal completes the dua that they make, where they say, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O Allah, and do not place any resentment or hatred in my heart towards those who have believed. This is an important dua. Allah Azza wa Jal allowed for this to be recited until the Day of Judgment, a dua where you ask Allah that He does not place in your heart any hatred towards the believers, any resentment towards those who believed. And that is why it is a command from Allah Azza wa Jal that the hearts remain open towards one another, especially those who share the same faith as you, because the bond of Islam is greater and stronger than any other type of bond. My dear brothers, loving your Muslim brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great deed. And not only does it allow you to achieve things from Allah Azza wa Jal in the world, but you are rewarded greatly for it in the Akhirah. As mentioned in the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن الله يقول يوم القيامة أين المتحابون بجلاله اليوم أظلهم في ظل يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says on the Day of Judgment, Allah asks a question and Allah knows best. What does Allah Azza wa Jal ask? He says, where are those who loved one another for my sake? Where are those who loved one another for my sake? For my sake alone. Meaning not for a worldly benefit. Not to gain something from the desires of the dunya, no. Allah is specifically asking about this mahabba, this love that is for His sake and His sake alone. Allah says, where are they? Today I will shade them beneath my shade on a day where there is no shade except my shade. This is one of the many virtues that belong to those who love one another for the sake of their Lord. Loving for Allah Azza wa Jal is also a reason which completes and perfects your iman. And it is a duty on every Muslim to protect his iman and to preserve his iman and to build his iman firm. And from the greatest of ways is increasing the love between the Muslims. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves for Allah's sake, and dislikes for Allah's sake, and whoever gives for Allah's sake and prevents for Allah's sake, he has completed the iman. For loving your brother for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal is only a completion of your faith. And that is why it is crucial for us to tread this path. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three qualities in a person. Whoever has them has tasted the sweetness of Iman. Three qualities. Whoever has them has tasted the sweetness of Iman, because Iman has a sweetness. When you taste it, when you get that boost in Iman, it tastes sweet. Three things allow you to taste that sweetness. He said, number one, that Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to Him than everyone else. This is the first quality for those who taste the sweetness of Iman. That Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to Him than everyone else, including Himself. Number two, that He loves a person and does not love him except for Allah. This is the sweetness of Iman. That He loves a person and does not love him except for Allah. And the third quality, that He hates to return to disbelief, just as He hates to be thrown into the hellfire. He hates to return to his old ways, just as He hates to be thrown in the hellfire. Three qualities, whoever has them has tasted the sweetness of Iman. And that is why it is crucial on us as Muslims to love our fellow Muslim brother for Allah Azza wa Jal, and to increase this brotherhood which Allah calls to. And that is why it is important that when we befriend, we only befriend the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." Whoever you love, you will be with him. The servant or the person will be with the one he loves, meaning on the Day of Judgment. And that is why we love the Muslims and the believers and the righteous, in hope that Allah gathers us with them in the next life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة وصار على نهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Loving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, my dear brothers, has been explained to us by the pious predecessors. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, he was asked by a man, what does it mean to love your brother for Allah? What does it mean to love your brother for Allah? He said, it means that you do not love him for any worldly benefit. You do not love him for any worldly gain. That's what it means to love for Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are certain things our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us from actions which increases the love between the believers, such as gifting one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tahadu tahabu." Gift one another and you will love one another. So from the greatest of ways of increasing this love between the Muslims is for the Muslims to be those who give gifts amongst each other. And the second point which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us increases the love between the believers is by spreading the salam. By spreading the salam amongst each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah, you will not enter paradise until you believe. You will not enter paradise until you believe. He said, and you will never believe until you love each other. He said, should I not teach you something? If you done it, it will allow you to love each other. He said, spread the salam. Spread the salam. Two simple things from gifts and passing on the salam. Smiling in your brother's face when you greet him. These are all means that Islam encourages because they allow the bond in Islam to be great and strong. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to love him the way he deserves. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to love our brothers for his sake. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to remove any resentment from our hearts towards the believers. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimin wal muslimat, al mu'minin wal mu'minat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, innaka rabbana qareebun mujibun lid da'wat, rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar, inna Allah يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعم يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.